Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
But it is at our doorstep. World War III is at our doorstep. And the Bible also talks about, I want to talk about this real quick. The Bible talks about a weapon. And this weapon is called the weapon of indignation. The weapon of indignation. Indignation means anger or annoyance provoked by what is considered unfair treatment. It's considered unfair treatment and it provokes anger. That's what indignation is. If you understand anything about America, anytime America disagrees or has a fallout with a nation, what they do is they put sanctions on a nation. Typically, these sanctions are in regards to the network of international trade. If America don't like what you're doing, they're going to put sanctions on the trade. You ain't going to be able to get stuff in through those ports. And what ultimately is going to happen is going to affect your economic system. So America has already talked about putting certain sanctions on the Soviet Union. These sanctions that they have done or created, what has happened, it has devalued the Russian ruble. That's just basically saying the Russian dollar. It has devalued the Russian ruble, meaning that the Russian people cannot purchase as much with their dollar as they used to because America has placed certain economic sanctions upon them. Don't you understand the indignation? I just talked about that. This will provoke Russia, the king of the north, to use his weapon of indignation, to use his weapon of indignation to destroy Mystery Babylon. Babylon is a great nation with much wealth, and it also has much sin. If you think about ancient Babylon was the same way. It was a sinful nation. Ancient Babylon was located somewhere in current Iraq. That's what theologians say. It was in that area somewhere. And it said, and modern-day Babylon is America, a.k.a. the Lady of Kingdoms. And it references this in Isaiah 47:5. It talks about the Lady of Kingdoms, the top lady, the head. The number one is America. America is the Lady of Kingdoms. And it's also considered modern-day Babylon. We have so much sin in America. We have so much corruptness in America. We have so many things that's going on in America. This is modern-day Babylon. And it has the spirit of modern-day. It has the spirit of ancient Babylon. So, I want to read real quick. Jeremiah 53:1. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Jeremiah 51:53. Jeremiah 51:53, it reads, read Jeremiah 53:51, it reads, through Babylon shall mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. I want to read that one more time for you. Through Babylon, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet for me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. It's talking about right here, Babylon is so mighty that she's going to even reach up to heaven. How does she reach up to heaven? Number one, Babylon is very prideful. She's very prideful, so she tried to steal God's glory. But number two is the sins of Babylon goes up to heaven into the nostrils of God. Babylon, America, the sins of America have reached up to God. God has seen the sins of America, even though we live in under grace. A lot of people always say we live in the great dispensation. Yes, we live in the great dispensation, but you gotta understand in Hebrews it talks about if you continue to walk in sin and purposely, then there no longer remains a sacrifice for you, and that's New Testament. So even though we live under grace, we just can't do what we want. America's sins have reached up to heaven, and it has gotten God's attention. Mystery Babylon. So what is the weapon? I want to go back to the weapon of indignation. What is the weapon of indignation that Mystery Babylon has to be fearful of? What is the weapon of indignation that the North will use? The weapon of indignation is a modern-day weapon, and it's called the EMP. The EMP. And what that stands for is electromagnetic pulse sensor. Electromagnetic pulse sensor. This is a weapon that Russia has. This is a weapon that Russia owns. And with this weapon, when it is fired off, what happens is it goes 20 miles above the surface of any nation or country in which is its target. 20 miles above the surface. So in regards to America versus Russia or Russia versus America, Russia got this missile, which is the weapon of indignation, this EMP, electromagnetic sensor, pointed towards us, and when it fires off, what happens is it goes 20 miles above our surface, and it automatically cripples every electronic device, meaning that it completely shuts down all our power. It shuts down everything. And in a matter of moments, we're ushered back into the dark ages. I think I had passed out. I'm not sure. I think I had passed out a flyer at the church concerning that, and I showed the weapon. But this, I didn't show it. Okay, well, you can look that up. It's a weapon that Russia owns, and they got the missiles pointed at us. We got our missiles pointed at them, and they got their missiles pointed at us. But the difference is this weapon of indignation, this EMP, if it's fired over us, we are basically back in the Stone Age. Everything that we do is centered upon technology. It's centered upon electricity. It's centered upon power. Without power, we're defenseless. Without power, we're useless. Unless we super duper we know how to camp and we know how to live in the woods and don't survive without power. But 90% of Americans, they need power. We need power, and we don't know how to survive without it. So if Russia shoot this thing over here, it's gonna cripple us. It's going to cripple us. We're going to basically be using weapons to defend ourselves from the 20th century. From the 20th century. You can't defend yourself with a slingshot. You can't defend yourself with a gun that only shoot off one time versus modern-day technology or modern-day weapons. So this weapon of indignation, this weaponry of indignation is serious. It's something to think about. It can cripple us. Glory to God. It can cripple us. It can cripple us. It can destroy us. So I want you to understand, without power, we are defenseless. Without power, we are totally defenseless.
Yeah, this is a glorious message.
Yes, really hearing what he has to say, this is some good word. This is some good knowledge. This is some good revelation. It's a good thing for us to be awakened in our life, in our surroundings, what's going on beyond the four walls of our home. Sometimes we can be so inundated with life and our things from day-to-day activities, but it's good to get a 30,000 perspective.
We are facing a nation that has a weapon called the weapon of indignation, and this weapon is an EMP. This weapon basically can shut down everything, all our defenses, and it will usher us back into the dark ages, basically. This weapon can totally wipe all of our power out. And if that happens, we're facing some serious times. I want to read Revelation 18:8. Revelation 18, it says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord thy God who judges her. As I say, you reference back to, I believe it was Isaiah 47:5. It talks about the Lady of Kingdoms. It talks about mystery, and Daniel talking about mystery Babylon. And right here, it talks about she shall be burned with fire. Strong is the Lord thy God that judges her. It's talking about America. He's talking about he going to judge us. We are under judgment. It says, plague shall come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. If that weapon of indignation comes, it's going to be plagues. It's going to be fire. You got to understand why it's going to be plagues. Because once electricity is gone, then food is going to start basically spoiling. And when food spoils, people start to suffer from dehydration, suffer from starvation. Dead bodies are just everywhere, and they piled up. Panic is a rage, is just going crazy. All in the streets is rioting. So what happens when you got dead bodies just piled up everywhere? Then that's when death and disease kick in. That's when famine kicks in. You can't use technology. You can't go to the medical department or to the doctors because everything is wired off technology in concerns of hospitals. We basically out of luck. If they use that weapon on us, people of God, I hope you understand how serious this is. And don't take pride in America. Don't take pride in your country like that, because God is going to bring us to our knees unless we repent. That's one thing why we are under judgment. Oh, can't nobody touch me. We big old America. I serve America. Yeah, we serve America, but God will bring America to its knees.
Amen. Right. My God.
Because America is under judgment. America is under judgment. All of this, I want you to understand this. All of this, that's in the Revelations and Daniel and Isaiah, all of this in the Bible, and all of this that's what's happening even right now, people of God, with all of the riots and with the police and things that all of this, the enemy ain't doing nothing but setting the stage up for the Antichrist. And the enemy is gearing up to place the mark of the beast and institute it into our society. That's all. It's all setting the stage. I'm telling you, this stuff don't just happen by chance. It's all strategic. And what happened is it'll be a major natural disaster that'll force us into martial law. And when you forced into martial law, you got to do everything that the government tell you to do. Or they can lock you up, they can arrest you, they can do what they want. All of this is setting the stage up for the Antichrist, which a lot of people believe the Antichrist is a man, but then you got some theologians that believe the Antichrist is a spirit. Glory to God. So when it comes to anti-Bible prophecy, the body of Christ is kind of split. But it's setting the stage up. I don't want to get off into that. That's a lot of rhetoric. I don't want to teach that, but I just wanted to give you the information of that, because a lot of the body of Christ believe one thing, but a lot of the body of Christ believe another thing. And not just that in regards to end time Bible prophecy as well. I'm gonna talk about a little bit, but all of this is setting the stage up for the mark of the beast. What is the mark? The devil's symbol is considered 666. 666. And if you got your Bibles, open up to Revelation 13:16-18. It says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, weak and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save her that hath the mark. Save meaning accept. Accept her that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. What is his number? 666. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and the number is 666. Many people, glory to God, many people believe, including myself, that this mark is called the viewer chip. It's called the viewer chip. It's called the viewer chip or the RFID chip. And what that is, the viewer chip or the RDIF chip, is a small device used to place within the hand or the forehead or the forehead of a human being. And many believe that this device, what it does, well, first of all, I want to point this out. You got to understand that this device, the viewer chip or the RDIF chip, it operates off a small battery, and inside that battery, it has a liquid called lithium. Lithium, and eventually, if it stays inside the body too long, what happens is that lithium begins to leak out of your body. It leaks out of the body, and it causes sores on your body or on your skin. I want you to understand this. Lithium that's inside the small tube, inside the battery, if it stays inside your body too long, what happens is it causes it spills out and causes sores and boils upon your skin. And the Bible even talks about this in Revelation 16:2. It says, and the Lord went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon him that worshipped his image. Right here is talking about the sword. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. So do the research for yourself. As I said, in the church, I was able to show the pictures and things of that nature. I can't do it over the phone. But if you look up the RDIF chip, or the viewer chip, you look up that chip and you listen to the medical doctors, even on YouTube, medical doctors, scientists say once this is inside your body too long, that battery, it begins to leak out and it starts to cause sores on your body. So I believe, and a lot of other preachers and theologians believe, that this chip is the mark. As I said, you got, when it comes to end time Bible prophecy, the body of Christ is divided. Some people don't believe that, but I just go by the word. I go by what the word says and what the word shows, and this is what the word is. The viewer chip is a small device, and it's placed in your hand or your forehead. The Bible says that he is going to cause all that worship him to wear his mark in their hand or in their forehead. Well, why would they place something in the hand or forehead if it ain't got nothing to do with the mark of the beast? That just don't make sense to me. So I believe that this is the mark of the beast. And you probably ask this question. Well, why does Satan want to place a device inside our skin, inside our body? Number one, that's his symbol. It has his symbol encoded in it, 666. And you got to understand, if you wear his symbol, that means you accept him. And if you accept him, then you don't accept God. And if you don't accept God, then you can't make heaven. So that's one reason. But you got to understand this as well. There's another reason. Scientists say that this device alters the human DNA. You are genetically changed when this device gets inside of you. So you say, why does Satan want to change your DNA? Why does Satan want to change our DNA? Well, let's read, first of all, Revelation 14:9-10.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.